Have you ever, faced one of those big life moments, buying a home maybe, or finalizing a huge contract, and you just felt completely swamped by all the paper, the signatures, the meetings, trying to get everything lined up? It can be overwhelming. But what if there was a way to handle all that, the whole thing, without touching a single piece of paper, without even leaving your house maybe? And get this, make it way more efficient.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going deep on something called the fully digital closing experience. And this dive is really for you, our listener. We want to cut through the confusing stuff, the jargon, and just get to what matters, give you a clear picture of this newer approach.
That's exactly right. We've been looking at a really helpful source for this. It's titled What to Expect from a Fully Digital Closing Experience. And our mission today is basically to unpack this whole process. We want to explore what you can genuinely expect, why it's becoming so popular, and maybe uncover some aha moments about how it all works. The aim is for you to feel really informed, confident, but without feeling like you're drowning in details.
Okay, perfect. So let's jump right in then. When we say fully digital closing experience, I bet a lot of people just think, oh, signing on an iPad or something. Is that it, or is there more?
Yeah, that's a really common starting point, but it's definitely much more comprehensive than just an e-signature. What's key here, I think, is that fully digital means the entire process is electronic end to end. So yes, digital signatures are part of it, but it goes way beyond that. It includes everything from preparing the documents initially, reviewing them, signing, yes, but also notarization if that's required, and even the final recording of those documents.
Wow, okay.
And all of this happens through secure online platforms.
So it's not just like putting a digital band-aid on the old way of doing things. It sounds more like a fundamental shift, really. A complete move away from that classic image of everyone around a table with stacks and stacks of paper.
It really is. It leverages technology to change the whole experience, focusing on convenience and efficiency at, well, pretty much every stage.
Right. Okay, let's unpack the practical side then. If you, our listener, are going through this, what are the actual steps? What can you expect to sort of encounter along the way? How does it flow?
Sure. So typically it starts with you getting access to a specific online platform. It's dedicated and crucially encrypted. Think of this platform as your central hub for everything related to the closing. All the documents live there, they're managed there. It's like a virtual closing room.
Okay, a virtual room.
Yeah.
I like that. Accessible from anywhere, I guess.
Pretty much anywhere with internet, yeah. Then the documents themselves are sent to you electronically for review on that platform. You'll use e-signatures, applying them digitally. And these systems often have pretty strong authentication methods built in to make sure it's really you.
And these e-signatures are just as valid as signing with a pen.
Absolutely. They are legally binding, just like traditional wet ink signatures. And think about it, no printing, no signing page after page, no scanning or faxing.
Yeah, that alone sounds like a huge time saver, cuts out so much friction. But what about the bits that usually need a notary? Verifying your identity,
Yeah.
witnessing the signature on certain important documents. How does that work digitally?
Good question. That's where something called remote online notarization or on-on comes into play. And this is, well, it's a pretty big deal. Essentially, you meet with a commissioned notary public, but you do it via a live audio video call, like a secure video conference. This allows them to verify your identity and notarize the documents without you having to be in the same physical room.
Okay, live video with a notary. That's
Yeah.
definitely
It's a
dipping in.
major shift, yeah. It makes things incredibly accessible.
I can see the convenience, absolutely. But, for something as important as moving a house, people might worry about security, verifying identity over video. How robust is that?
That's a totally fair question. Security is like the top priority for these platforms. We're not talking about just any website. These are typically built with really high-level security, think bank-grade encryption, multi-factor authentication. They also use sophisticated methods for verifying identity, like asking questions only you would know or analyzing your ID document remotely. It's designed to be very secure.
Okay, that's reassuring. So identity is verified, documents are signed, notarized remotely. What else happens in this digital space?
Well, beyond the signing and notarizing, basically all the communication tends to happen within that secure platform too, sharing documents back and forth, getting status updates. It really streamlines how everyone involved talks to each other. You, the lender, the title company, maybe
So it's
agent.
everything in one place.
Exactly. And then the final step. After everything's signed and notarized, those completed documents can often be sent electronically to the county recorder's office or whoever needs to record them officially. That completes the whole digital life cycle, start to finish, all online.
Wow. So you really could, like you said, complete a closing from, well, anywhere, your living room, a coffee shop if you're traveling. Just need internet. That level of convenience is just, it's worlds apart from the traditional way, isn't it? I can just imagine people avoiding rush hour traffic for a 10-minute signing appointment. It's huge. So we've got the process mapped out. It sounds smooth, but let's talk about the why. What are the real game-changing advantages here? If someone's considering this, what are the big picture benefits they can actually expect to feel?
Right, the benefits. And they are pretty significant, actually. First off, you're looking at increased efficiency and speed, a lot more speed. Documents get prepared, reviewed, signed much faster. We're talking potentially shaving days, maybe even weeks off the old timeline.
Days or weeks.
Really?
Potentially, yes. Think about cutting out mail delivery time, coordinating schedules for everyone to meet. It adds up. And the speed isn't just about finishing sooner. It could mean closing on a Friday and, say, having funds dispersed by Monday. That gives you faster access to your home or your money. That's a tangible difference when you're juggling movers or needing those funds right away.
That's a massive difference.
Wow.
Okay, speed is one. What else?
Then there's the convenience we touched on. Being able to do it remotely, often working around your own schedule, within deadlines, of course. That just eliminates all the travel hassle, the back and forth trying to find a time that works for five different people.
Yeah, the scheduling nightmare.
Yep. Exactly. Another big one is improved accuracy, fewer errors. Digital platforms often have checks built right in. You know, they can flag if you missed a signature field or an initial box. Think how often a simple missed signature on one page of 100 pages can delay things in the paper world. Sometimes it means redoing the whole signing. These platforms guide you, making sure everything's filled out correctly. It cuts down on those common, frustrating human errors.
So it's not just faster, it's kind of smarter. Catches mistakes before they become problems.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, smarter. And finally, there's greater transparency and security. Because it's all digital and centralized, there's usually a very clear audit trail. Every action, who viewed what, who signed when it's all logged. That can be really useful if questions come up later. Plus, as we discussed, the security measures protecting your personal and financial data are typically very robust.
Okay, so bringing it all together, what does this really mean for you, our listener, at the end of the day? It sounds like it means a closing process that could be way less stressful, much more transparent, and significantly faster, especially for these big, sometimes emotionally charged life events. It's really dragging a major transaction into the modern age. So just to recap quickly, we've explored how this fully digital closing experience really transforms things. It takes what was often a complex, paper-heavy marathon and turns it into something streamlined, remote, and often much quicker. It uses these secure online platforms for literally every step from getting the documents to reviewing, signing, getting things notarized remotely, and even the final electronic recording.
It truly is a game changer, just making one of life's biggest transactions potentially much smoother and more efficient.
Definitely. And you know, as we see more and more parts of our lives moving online, this deep dive really makes you think, doesn't it? It kind of prompts a bigger question. What other areas, those things that have always been paper-based or required you to be somewhere in person, what else could be fundamentally changed by going fully digital like this? And what new expectations might that create for all of us as users, as consumers down the road? It's certainly something to ponder.